So, good evening. Well, hello. Welcome to the board meeting on 9/11/2016. I don't go back to 2001 today, but you know about the date and the consequences. And I hereby open today's meeting. We have six people with us at the moment, so we are fully established. One person is missing from the board today, and we've got one guest at the very moment. As I've opened the meeting, shall I share today's meeting?
Yes, please.
Yes, agreed.
Okay, thank you. Who would like to be secretary for this meeting?
I can.
Oh, lovely. Thank you, Bailey. So, for the rest, recording has already started. We have no postal votes today, but we might carry on with some short sorry, formalities. Approval of the minutes. I already almost forgot. We've had some meetings last time. Just write down your name or say your voice, arise your voice, and it might be written down just in case. Sabino, it's Ray, Thomas, Bailey, Andrew in favor. Even if other people won't say no, by now the minutes are approved. So, anything else on board? Reports. Guillaume, I believe you might be excused to raise your voice if you want to write something down. Please do so on line 68, and I will help you out in reading it aloud.
There was nothing much to report since last time. Just confirmation of the domiciliation, and I executed both the banking contract initiation and the postal routing. So postal routing is done for the English version for Pirate Parties International. I'm waiting to have more cash to do the French one. And definite name as well, so it will also be done. For the banking account, there is a decision that we have to make to empower Marie-France Perrou so that there will be two signatures on the contract. That's what is required, actually. I cannot single-handedly sign the contract with the bank, so we need a second person that has the power of attorney. It needs to be just stated in the minutes of the board.
Thank you, Guillaume. I will come to back that and look back to that later. Bailey.
Okay, so I sent everybody an email earlier on in the week with just a draft of an email that I wrote, or not that I haven't sent it yet, but I wrote it up with some questions for our current members of PPI, just asking for some of their feedback, very similar to the ones that I sent to former members. You know, just kind of asking, like, what are we doing right? What are we doing wrong? What do you want to see from us this year? That kind of thing. Andrew gave me some feedback. He said that it's good. If other people have any feedback, please feel free to send that along. And if everybody is good with it, then I will be starting to email current members in the next day or two. I also got a response from, or a very short response from the Pirate Party of Australia, a guy named Fletcher, just saying that they're going to need some time to go over the questions with their members, which is obviously what was expected. But he did say come into IRC sometime and chat with us. So I'm definitely gonna take him up on that. And the dialogue is definitely starting. So that's my update.
Thank you, Bailey. Any questions? Mom, Andrew.
Okay, haven't done much. Patrick sent me some queries from the contact form in the new website, which I've answered. We need to probably talk at some point about where those emails get sent and how they're handled. But for the moment, there's not too many.
Okay, thank you, Andrew. Raymond's not available. Okay, no problem. Well, for me, nothing of real importance because I've been busy with some other stuff, like, for example, tennis parks in Germany. We've been organizing the rally and such stuff. As there is no alternate present, are there any questions to our board members at the very moment? Yes or no? No. Okay, let's continue. As Dion's told us, there need to be some extra formality to really sign in for the bank account, which means a second person has to sign for it for opening, really, in fact. So, and it is bureaucracy. I'd like to 10-12. Please vote for it with yes, as I believe Marie-France Perrault seems to be a nice person from the work I've seen, and I believe she will just do the very job.
Yes.
So I've got it. Ray, Andrew, Bailey, Thomas, Guillaume with yes by no. So whatever is, whoever writes down something else, we can do so any longer, but the motion has passed. Thank you. Next part. As we've already decided that we wanted to have more influence by our members in the meantime, during the communication plan, that we will have implement something, and that has to be done by now, that we need to have some kind of a mechanism for having permanent delegates. You all have the text in front of you, starting 121. I may read it aloud for those who are just listening and not are being with us today, so I just do so. During the communication plan decision-making progress, a delineation between policy statement and action statement was decided, whereby policy statements would need the support of the delegates of the PBI members. It is clear that the voting is the final step in a position of policy development. The debate and contributions to a motion initiative needs to be carried prior to the voting period. Redmine has been configured so that it can keep track of votes by delegates. In order to implement the provision of 6.4 of PBI Statute and support the above decision of the board to call upon the constituents of the PBI, a set of permanent delegates has to be appointed by each member in order to have an effective voting system. The board decides to implement a transitional voting system in order to effectively support 6.4 PBI statutes. Are there any questions on your side concerning this decision?
I have a question. This is all great, by the way, but as far as the permanent delegates go, are they allowed to have more than one, or even maybe an alternative delegate just in case the usual delegate can't make it or can't, it for whatever reason isn't able to do the voting? Is there a bit of flexibility there, or is it like strictly just one delegate from each member?
Well, one delegate only would be perfect, but as we have, even for the General Assembly, up to six delegates, but only will measure one country, one vote, with the exception of Catalonia and Spain. So I'd say there may be more than one, but there needs to be one who does actually the job on the end. But I believe that's up to the members to decide.
Right. And I'm sure that for whatever reason, if they needed to, if the usual delegate needed somebody to take their place, they could even just say, hey, this person's going to vote for us this time, whatever.
It's rather the board of the member that designates an alternate.
Yeah.
Depends on the designation of the delegates, because, for example, part of Germany, there are two people who can decide beside the board.
Right. Cool.
Yeah, there's a 2 weeks gap in voting. So if like there's a double voting or something like that, there's plenty of time to clear it up.
Definitely.
Awesome.
So if there are no further questions, I'd say give your vote and we'll see what will happen. So we've got a yes from Ray, Guillaume, Bailey, and Thomas by now. Another one from Keith.
Point of order, please, when you feel it's right, Thomas.
Sorry?
A point of order when you feel it's right, after the voting, perhaps.
Yeah, no problem, afterwards. So it's Keith, Andrew, anybody else? I'm missing, no, it's all six, so you know not flying, but decided, so the motion is passed. So Ray, your vote.
Yes, I see a possible overlap here. Maybe we can save some time. If the letter that Bailey sends out also contains a request for the boards to nominate a delegate, wouldn't that be saving us some time and giving that letter an even better legitimacy?
To be honest, it might be a good idea. I thought about it because we have a draft for that kind of letter in the pad right at the moment. I haven't finished it yet. But I believe we should stick to several subjects because this is one of the most important things, what really goes on with you, what you like to do, etc. I'd like to have it separately. So we have the importance of the one and the other. And won't mix them up in a way.
But that answers my question.
Good. I concur with Thomas. Just wanted to say.
You want to keep them separate then?
My personal opinion.
I yield on that one. It was formed as a question and I find the answer very good.
Okay.
Okay. But please, to be honest, that might be minuted. Thank you, Bailey. So, 6.2.
What was that last thing, Thomas? Sorry.
Please minute it.
Yeah, put it in the minute so that there was a point of order from Ray and it was answered by Thomas.
Yeah.
Six two decision. Well, transitional voting mechanism for permanent delegates. So this one is goes with the previous decision as is the next one. So I read it aloud again. The voting mechanism is working as follows. Each delegate representative can vote using the following means: updating the decision on the project management referential, in this case RET9, with their vote, emailing the mailing list, citing the object and their vote. A period of 2 weeks is provided to cast the vote. The delegate designation process is the same as one for a general assembly, however, it is a permanent designation. Each board of the Burma Party shall inform the General Secretary of PPI of any changes as soon as they arise. Any questions on it? Seems to be none, so please give your vote. Thank you. So this decision has unanimously passed. Thank you very much. 6.3, transitional online voting process for sub-permanent delegates of PPI members. Same procedure, I read it aloud. Introduction order to be able to empower rapidly the delegates by enabling them to use an online voting system for part of the decision-making purposes. The board of PPI is setting up a transitional voting process. The process shall be structured in the following way. The board prepares the motion to vote it upon as text for consultation and contributions. The consultation shall last 30 days. It shall take place on Lumio. Depending on the state of the work on the motion, several voting options will be offered. The PPI board will select the most appropriate voting mode from the following in order to achieve a formal position for PPI. Accept or refuse the motion in its state at the end of the consultation period. Choose between several versions of the outcome of the consultation. If the motion requires a more in-depth decision, then the motion will be broken down into paragraphs and each paragraph will be voted upon. The voting procedure in itself shall occur as described in decision 360. That means brand mine. Filing of the motion. Every member of the Pirate Parties International can policy political contact only related motion to the board of PPI. Okay, bring forward to see. The board of PPI shall handle any motion at the next upcoming board meeting and initiate the above described process for the five motion within 15 days. Transitional time frame. The process described above shall be used until the next General Assembly, where an amendment of the statutes of PPI shall be made in order to reflect the above. So, any questions on your side? So, there seem to be none, so let's go further and decide upon it. Please give a vote.
Line 188.
Yep. So unanimously passed. Thank you. The motion has passed. So as you can see, we've had some other parts in the past, and well, as there are on the agenda, I made it some for the agenda a bit of an informative part, as I believe most of the time there needn't be any decision, but we'd like to keep up the process and get into needs to be informed of what the state of art is at the very moment. So please forgive me if I've done this way and you might consider it wrong, but that's the way I did it. Improvements can be done anytime later, so I learn on your behalf. Informative member and contact database updates. Work is ongoing to collect update contacts. The sources used for the job compromise, there's a link for API piratetimes.net. There have been several files from the PBUK, which I have been collecting for years now. Currently, online available data via Pirate Party's website. In this case, Guillaume thanks Marie-France Perrou for her support and contribution, as well as those who have volunteered information contribution, as well as given feedback. And so to say, it's an ongoing process. We will check these addresses or the letter we will send out later as well. Any questions? None. 7.2, IT service relocation and consolidation. Yeah, it's an ongoing work. Raymond and I have been in contact and I will continue. I believe we'll continue the talks this week, so we might find a good solution for the board very soon. Any questions on this? Nope. So the other one, access inventory. As you can see, I've sent out an email. Please, if you know things we haven't known by now, who have access to several services, please deliver the information, and we will write it down in the special pad for it so it can be monitored longer. This is the pad is just for the meantime. I believe there will be some kind of area where we will write it down permanently thereafter, and we can follow it up if there changes have been, etc. So we have done some kind of follow-up for all the things we've done in the past and for the future. Questions? Okay, none. So same thing, inventory of PPI members, Pirate Party 74. The work's ongoing. It goes along with some other tasks as we had before. As I believe there will be no questions. I don't know about the Bitcoin payment system at the moment. Who can give an update? As I have no clue. Keith, do you have any idea?
Regarding the Bitcoin payment system, I can tell you about what Bitcoin is, but I don't have anything yet.
Okay, no problem. So continue for next meeting. So minimal budget development for 2016, identified costs and incomes update. Anyone who likes to share information tonight?
I guess that would be my corner again, but as well, I don't have any other information that we discussed last time about server costs. I have access to the PayPal, and I believe last I checked there was about 150 euro in there.
Yeah, definitely there is, and there's still some cash with Bastian, who had been the predecessor of Euro as treasurer. And I believe the Transition Act hasn't been done by now, but I believe that can be done soon.
With PayPal, did you want me to write down what's in there, or do you not want that in the minutes, or what?
You can write it down because we're transferring the money issues.
Okay, so the funds in the PayPal are being transferred where?
Later to a bank account, which is being opened at the very moment.
Right.
And plus, the cash from the previous treasurer has to be transferred to PPI as well.
Okay. Sorry, guys. I'm just trying to, double check everything before I write it down. I just want to make sure that I'm getting my facts straight.
Well, no problem at all, because we want to be precise. As we all know, if information is written down and only half of it written is written down, people are getting, worried sometimes.
To be Yeah, and it's really easy to miss things here and there, right? When we're just going through everything so quickly. So yeah, if I seem like I'm not paying attention, I am. I'm just double checking to make sure that I'm on top of everything.
Yeah, thank you. So anything else on the minimum budget? Not today, so let's carry on. This is 7.7, creation of a virtual postal address for PPI. The virtual postal address for Pirate Party International has been executed and implemented. Unfortunately, a 24 invoice, Swiss franc invoice is now open. I believe that's for the treasurer. I don't know if you find a way for paying it from PayPal. If you find a way, would be very happy. Or the bank account is open and you can transfer the money, the better.
The bank account will be open this week and we will be able to transfer money at that point in time.
Okay, thank you.
And I'll pay that from my own cash for now.
So I believe the treasurer and the board will be informed about the bank account. So we will have success on that finally. And are working and have a working bank account finally in, after years. Oh my goodness. Okay, so, well, that's the, well, the happy part we've had today. Let's come to the most important thing we've had. That's item number 8, though there is number 816. No, it isn't. That's any other business. Do you have any other business for tonight?
I was talking with Yelena. She suggested that we start posting the meeting minutes and stuff on the website. What do you guys think of that?
No problem at all.
Cool. Yeah, I thought it was a good idea too. Yeah, she just messaged me about that a little while ago.
Yeah, plus another thing, which I'd like to check with the tech team from North Rhine-Westphalia, if they can implement a calendar on our website, so the board meetings might be followed up there. That came from Jelena as well today. And I think we shall do so, because we have our own calendar at calendar.pbi-international.net. Though there is some minor bug which has to be fixed first. I've asked Gregory to do so. I haven't seen if he's done so by now within the last week. I will check it this week, because I believe if we write down dates and times as Central European Summer Time, and if I'm reflected with Eastern Daylight Time, that's a bit of a difference. So that means 4 hours, but in a final shot, 6 hours on the wrong side.
Good. I have a question too relating to this. Are the communications team given writing access to the website yet?
I believe not. That can be fixed. I can handle it, no problem.
For the WordPress site, you mean?
Yeah.
I don't have access to that yet.
I'm admin on, so no problem. I'll check it out. Check it out, and we'll do so within the next days.
What about our intention to phase out Mumble and start using the platform that Norway was using?
If you don't mind, Thomas, we have started using it, three of us, just to get to know it. And in a little while, I will make a little document that describes how it works and how people can test it. And then maybe next meeting we can take a closer look at it during a board meeting. I don't know.
Even especially during board meeting, because it's a side channel we use, which is in a way a closed channel. I know people don't like sometimes, but I know it's a quick part of information part. So check your emails or something like that. And in this case, I believe we need to have some kind of a channel like it.
What is it?
Wire.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You're already on it.
Yep. So, the suggestion is that we start using it at, like, for board meetings instead of Mumble?
Nope.
Okay, I misheard that then. I'm sorry.
Exchange of information.
Right.
Fast information, so to say.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry, guys.
No problem at all. So is there anything else for any other business tonight? That doesn't seem to be the case. So let's continue with the, well, least important part. We will have next meeting. We will have it on a Monday, Central European time, quite early in the morning. So it will be a Monday at 8 o'clock in the morning, which is 6 GMT. Poor UK people get up very early, but we've had those things in the past with Japan and other countries. Bad luck. You see the timeline down written down. And I'd like to close the meeting. Oh, sorry, I forgot the date. That's the 26th of 11. No, that's wrong. 9th, it is. Sorry, yep. So it's September, 8 o'clock in the morning. So I hereby close the meeting at 21:30, and quite happy to see it was a fast meeting. Thank you all for attending. See you next time.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah, get well soon.
Yeah. I'll try. Thank you.